Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of Playable Characters Podcast.
Yay!
Yeah, that's
killing
right.
It.
Oh yeah. We have an awesome intro episode for you guys. We are talking to the one and only, we got him here in the studio, King Bowser from the Mushroom Kingdom. It's going to be amazing. We talked to him about what's going on. Also, our version of FMK, we called Wed Bed Dead. All in episode one. Stay tuned.
See ya.
Pay attention. Playable Characters Podcast.
Yeah.
You never played this!
I am...
Yeah. Toby Square.
I am...
Creepy Weirdo.
I am... I am...
Yeah. Toby Square.
I am...
Playable Characters Podcast!
Yeah.
Everybody, we are back. The Playable Characters Podcast. Thanks for joining us. We have a huge... Literally a huge special guest today. I can't believe we got him so early on in our life of this podcast.
He's actually physically huge.
Yeah, this is like, it's crazy. We have to, it's, I can't believe he even fit in this place. But here he is,
definitely
everybody.
World famous.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, it's a real treat to have him here. I think this is, people are going to love it. Here he is, everybody. King Bowser, how are you, man?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you for having me. I should be, you know, you're welcome, yeah. I should say, actually.
King, we just call you King?
What do we call you?
You know, King. I think King... King Bowser sounds very good.
King Bowser.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
I like the sound of that. It sounds good.
It does. I mean, you're the king. You're the king of the mushroom. Not the Mushroom Kingdom, is it? I mean, I guess it is.
Well, not really.
Yeah, he wants who else is the king? Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, to be honest, I have so many kingdoms that I sometimes lose track. But a lot of kingdoms. A lot of kingdoms.
It does have a lot.
Yes, you do have at least 8 castles.
Yeah, he's the one of the castles, so he's the
That's
king,
true.
Right? Yeah.
Love castles. I mean, very elegant. Very elegant castles.
You okay?
You have a lot of statues.
Well,
yourself.
I like to growl sometimes. Okay?
Yeah,
it's just that's how I assert my authority, you know, among my underlings.
Yeah, I mean, look at you. I can tell. So, what have you been up to? What's going on in the Mushroom Kingdom, just with King Bowser's life? Yeah.
You know, basically, we're doing a lot of great things. We're kidnapping princesses. Okay, that's. I mean, we're known for that. We're very good at
it.
And so we're doing that. You know, because when you're a king, princesses basically let you grab them anywhere. You want, so when I kidnap, you know, I grab indiscriminately, let me put it that way, because I don't want to be, you know, get the fake, you know, Nintendo Power. I don't want the fake news coming after me with, you know, fake reports of me doing things that the princess isn't okay with.
Now, hold on. We grew up reading Nintendo Power. You're telling us.
Is there journalism?
Fake.
Seriously?
Fake news, okay? Very bad tips, by the way. Very bad tips. And basically, they were just there to promote stupid gadgets like that dumb Mike Tyson's punch out fist thing that people bought.
U-Force.
Whatever it was called.
You had it?
You fail, is what I say.
I literally got U-Force for Christmas one year and returned it like the next day, I think, because it was one of the worst things ever made. So I
guess, and believe, do you see already,
Nintendo
you know,
power, yeah.
I'm not, I tell the truth, people. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you force, you fail.
Yeah. Seriously. That's so funny that you brought that up so quickly, because that was one of the worst gadgets I ever received. Back when I was a kid.
It was a terrible product.
It was. So anyways, I mean...
Not a Bowser product. Didn't put my name on it.
I see a lot of people with these book bags that look like your shell now. Are you? Is that you? You put those out? Or are you getting cut of that? Or
you know what? Some of them are real. And I'm getting a very nice cut from it.
Really?
Others... Arr! I say that to them. Okay? Really, really bad people. Okay? Knockoffs from other king.
Yeah.
I mean... Failed kingdoms, okay, selling knockoff backpacks is what they're doing. So believe me, we're going to get after them.
How do you tell the difference between yours and the fake ones? Is there something, number of spikes? I don't know. I mean, I couldn't even tell.
Well,
the
if
difference.
I tell you that, you know, then you'll be able to, obviously, then I'm telling everybody how I'm finding out the counterfeits.
Fair
okay,
enough.
We're going to keep, I like the element of
smart.
Surprise.
That's very smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
So believe me, we're going to find out who's selling these knockoff King Bowser. They're really like Duke Bowser, basically.
You
know.
You can tell the difference. Obviously.
Of course.
Okay.
I got you. So we have to ask, as always, what are your thoughts on Mario?
Yeah.
Mario should stick to plumbing, okay? Okay, he's a very, from what I hear, a good plumber, a terrible hero.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really bad. And, I mean, let's not get started on his, whatever he is, you know, friend, brother, special friend, I don't know, Luigi, whatever they're doing.
I'm pretty sure
well,
they're
that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. They're
right.
saying they're brothers because, you know, in the Italian-American community, these people tend to not look kindly on certain relations. I'm the least homophobic person you're going to meet in all the kingdoms, okay?
Really?
Every Kingdom the least.
All right.
The least. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like those guys. They should stick to plumbing. They're terrible heroes.
Why do you think they're terrible heroes?
I mean, they've beaten you a couple times.
Yeah.
Fake. Did you read that in Nintendo Power also?
Yeah, I mean.
Or in some other, you know, maybe you were hanging out with some Dominicans at a GameStop. I don't know. Believe me. Okay, that's like Starbucks for Dominican teenagers, okay? I'll have a latte and a stolen wallet. Let me tell you something, wow. People, okay? Okay? Let me tell you something. And I love Big Poppy. Really good guy. But
the baseball player?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we get sports in my kingdoms.
I mean, right.
What kind of kingdom would be without sports?
I guess.
Yeah. I know if you had satellite there.
But what was the question? I mean, there's so much fake news going around.
Yeah,
they beat me. They beat me. That's what they tell you, right?
Yeah.
They beat
me. Yeah, they rescue
okay,
the princess.
And then if they're so good at beating me, then why do I keep getting the princess?
That's a good question. I mean, everybody keeps wondering. Why.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a tie, right? If you have to keep kidnapping the same princess over and over again.
It's kind of like when they win the world championship in wrestling. It's like the 15-time world record holder. Well, he also lost it 15 times to get it back 15 times, like John Cena. You know, it's kind of like that.
That's not a bad analogy,
thank
I guess.
You.
I'm a little stronger than John Cena, okay? Right. I mean, he's a good guy, I think. But, yeah. You know, obviously, I'm not going to say I have a perfect record, okay? I'm not here. But it's pretty close.
I mean, every game he kind of beats you.
Yeah. The games, I mean, you say he beats me, but the games are basically, they start with his failure.
Oh,
the reason he needs
good,
to get me is
point.
Because he loses at the beginning of every game.
That's true. That's true. Sorry. You all right?
Just, you know, letting the people know not to mess with me.
I'm on the other side of the table. I'm definitely not messing. So,
yeah, I guess the games are kind of biased in a way.
Yeah.
You know.
So tell us about, like, you know, you got this army of Goombas and Koopa Troopas, and it was like, how did that start?
As opposed to, you know, those Goombas, Mario and
right.
Luigi.
Yeah. Yeah. So had that, I mean, did they come to you? Did you find them and realize they were kind of bad guys or something? Or like,
first of all, they're good people. Okay. They're very loyal. I mean, they're poorly educated. We're not going to lie. And I love the poorly educated. They're very simple people.
We've heard that, yeah.
Okay. They're very simple. They obey orders and they just want what's fair. Okay, and the princess and Toad. I mean, if you're walking around a place and all of a sudden you're finding out a guy named Toad gets a big time kind of role in the universe, you're going to be very upset. You want your fair share. No more special treatment.
Yeah, why is Toad. He better than the other?
Why is he better?
Yeah.
He's Toad. It sounds terrible.
It's a weird name.
Yeah.
So when they see that, when they see special treatment for Toad Americans, okay, and I'm not using any coded language there, people get upset and they see women walking around calling themselves princess and then they want something done about it. And that's what I do. I do something about it.
Okay.
So can I ask, if you are so active and adamant, why don't you help give them like fire flowers or stars or things like that?
I believe that you really hurt people when you give them things.
It's a handout.
It's a handout. Okay. If you want to blink and have special music play and knock things over when you run, you've got to earn it, okay? You work hard and you earn it. I'm not here to give handouts, okay? Believe me.
So everything you got, you've earned, like... Sorry.
I heard your father gave you a stash of a bunch of stars and mushrooms.
Yeah. The first castle.
He gave me one star, and from that, I built my empire. Of kingdoms.
Wow. Well, that's,
okay.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. One star. Okay. Don't believe everything you read in whatever. I don't even know. I think Nintendo Power, are they out of business?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. So whatever. I don't know what new thing maybe you read online or something, but it's not true. One star. So, and believe me, I didn't even use it. I put it away kind of as a memento.
So you still have like hanging on the wall. Like people earn their first dollar from their restaurant.
Like Scrooge McDuck, except, you know, it's not a dime. I don't save dimes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Not Kobe Bryant saving dimes until there's a rainy day when I need to pass because my life depends on it. I told you we have sports in the kingdom.
Very strong opinions
big
on Kobe
into
Bryant.
Sports. You know, I've heard some people at this table are Kobe fans. I have to admit, I'm a big Shaq fan. I like big, mean, you know, guys like Shaq.
One of the biggest.
I don't think Shaq is that mean, though.
No, he's kind of mean.
Believe me, he can be mean.
Yeah.
Okay. We can be tough, very tough, just like me. Not necessarily mean, really tough.
Do you have celebrities visiting you in your kingdom?
Tons of celebrities.
Name who've come visited you?
Well, I mean, we're talking Ted Nugent, okay? Big fan of the kingdom.
Really?
Okay, great guitarist, too. Okay, everybody talks about some of the crazy non-PC things. He says, really good guitarist. Played at one of my inaugural balls.
You're the king. You've been king for years.
Coronation. I said inaugural ball. I meant like coronation. We have annual tributes to me.
Every year.
Well, it's a big day.
Yeah. Every year you do this for yourself.
That makes sense.
Well, the people, okay?
Do that? Okay.
The people do it, okay? Because they respect me.
How many people show up to these things?
Like, I mean, everybody. Except like, you know, Princess Toad and the, you know, the two mustache lovers.
Okay.
They don't look alike. He's right. I mean, one's short and fat and one's tall and thin.
Yeah, I guess they got the mustache in common. That's really it. But it's a good, he raises a good point. You can't.
You know, at this point, it's, you know, they might as well grow out the full beard, if you know what I mean.
So I keep hearing rumors about how are things with you and your daughter, Wendy Okupa?
My daughter is a tremendous, tremendous daughter. She is lovely. She is really just the brightest woman that I know. And I've got to tell you, she is, you know, I think I'm pretty good looking, but she is really fantastic to look at. I mean, sometimes you can see me poking through my shell, if you know what I mean, when I see her. Because I like to be honest, and I'm not going to be biased just because I'm related to somebody and not acknowledge that they're incredibly attractive.
I mean, that's the one time you probably should.
Well, you know what? That's why the people trust me, because they know I never hide the truth.
I mean, she kind of looks just like her brothers, if you think about it.
Well, you know, that's your opinion. I think she's better looking than that. Not that they're bad looking either.
What do you think about?
Sure, that Mario and Luigi would be interested in them.
Why the princess? Why steal her? Are you attracted to her? Like, every couple of years, you're stealing her. Like, what is it about Princess Peach that?
I run my kingdom, even though, yes, I'm a king. I run it more like a movement of the people, okay? This princess does not conduct herself that way, okay? She wants everybody to do her bidding. Mm. She's never earned a thing in her life. Okay, she's never even earned a rescue. She needs two plumbers and a toad to come rescue her. Okay, so she's never even freed herself, let alone accomplished anything. What has she done? What has she done?
She did free herself in that one game. You know, she had Super Mario Brothers 2. She was pretty good.
Let's be honest, that was the easy one, okay? Super Mario 2, that I don't even really count that one.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a super easy.
You took that one off, and you weren't even in that one.
Is there a question why it was so easy? Okay, you had some pink dragon shooting eggs out of its mouth. I don't remember. Something weird was going on. Very simple game.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, I guess if we're going on that scale, yes, she beat the game made for six-year-olds. She beat that. So congratulations, you're a first grader, princess.
Yeah.
Congratulations, rule the kingdom now.
Has there ever been anybody else you've wanted to kidnap, or it's always just her, it seems like?
You know, I'm mostly focused on her, if we're being totally honest. Obviously, I'd like to be honest, I'd like there to be a game where maybe I finally can sit down and talk to Mario and Luigi and maybe straighten this out, maybe get them to work for me, because I have tremendous properties, okay, in need of a lot of plumbing. So why don't ply your trade. We'll bid, okay? We're going to be very competitive. We're not going to just give you some contract. But come, we can do business together, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't think they're good heroes, but I've heard they're good plumbers, and we need plumbing.
There's
tremendous kingdom.
There's pipes everywhere.
So many pipes.
Yeah.
So many plants in those pipes, too.
A lot of plants.
Well, that's the part of the problem, right? You shouldn't be.
Got to get rid
pipes.
Of them.
Yeah.
They are very good. I mean, I've seen their work. They take care of these things that pop out of. You know, they do a good job with them. Yeah. When they have fireballs, when they don't, they're very weak.
that's accurate.
Yeah,
that's totally accurate.
Who knows? Yeah. Who's the mother? I mean, you have eight or you have nine children now.
Nine children.
Who's the lucky lady? No one's ever seen you. You know.
Well, there are several mothers, okay? Because when you're a king, obviously, you know, you have a tremendous sexual appetite, and a lot of people want to carry your children. So I thought it would be, to be honest, and I love being honest, it would be quite rude for me to just say to one woman, no, you can have all my kids. You know, who are you?
It would be rude.
I'm the king. You're just the woman taking, you know, my kingly juice. So I thought we got to spread this out. We got to give more opportunity to more ladies to have my kids. So there's several. I like to keep them private.
Wow.
Especially the ugly ones. I have to admit there was one ugly one.
Very honest.
There was one unattractive one, but she's no longer with us. But
that's probably Lemmy's mom.
Other than that, no comment. But other than that, you know, very lovely women. I just wanted to, you know, give them an opportunity.
How did you meet them? Do you pick them for your army?
I go to their villages and I just I demand that they bring me, you know, women to choose from, and then the one that looks most excited is the one I take. And the rest we're not gonna talk about.
It's fine with me.
Fair enough.
I'm not going to press that situation.
This is a very dark corner that we've got into.
Well, yeah. You know what? You're running kingdoms, okay? It's not like the princess kingdom where it's just I walk around, I get kidnapped, and the plumbers come save me. There's some dirty work that needs to go into running a tremendous empire, okay? Really tremendous.
Can I ask you a question? Why are there coins spread around everywhere? Is that on purpose?
Well, of course it's on purpose. I mean, everybody talks about this is, once again, the liberal Nintendo power bias. They talk and talk and talk and do nothing. But they talk about how, you know, I'm a terrible ruler. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I give the money to the people. Okay? I have enough.
Oh, so you just put out the coins
I let people have money because I want them to have stuff. I want it to be happy for everybody. Okay? So that's what I do. I have enough. I can share it to the people. Mm.
I mean, it's honorable.
It's like social welfare, though, yeah. Kind of, right?
I mean,
yeah, it sounds a little socialist.
Well, you know, but they still have to earn their keep. This is more like, you know, you go to Friendly's, you get a sandwich and fries, you get a free sundae at the end. I'm not saying here's a restaurant, have at it. I'm saying here's a treat for being, you know, a good follower.
So they have Friendly's in the Mushroom Kingdom?
Well, yes,
it's an analogy.
You know, I'm familiar with Friendly's. I thought you guys, I'm talking in your world. I did some research, to be honest. I wanted to know what the cool places guys like you went to and Friendly's popped up.
That's true. We love Friendly's. Yeah. Fribbles, one of the best. Yep. It's their version of a shake.
Believe me, I know.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I was debriefed on all things Friendly's.
So why don't you just kidnap Mario and Luigi first instead of the prince? Are they never around? Or,
well, they're busy, okay, hiding out. Okay, they show up conveniently. What we need to figure out is, are they behind this? Okay, because I feel like I've been set up several times.
Whoa.
Okay, you know, I admit I've kidnapped her, but who's to say they're not putting this thing into motion? Okay, that I know you're giving me confused looks. You've got to, yeah. I read it. Okay, I read it on the Koopa web. Okay, it's a very reliable site. And I'm telling you, these guys always show up after the fact. Are they setting this up? Are they creating the tension here?
Wow.
Maybe they're the ones engineering this. I don't know. You've got to look into it.
They're making you kidnap her? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or they're inducing her to get kidnapped?
Well, you know what? You said it, not me. So I'm going to go with that.
So the
I guess
we're going to look into it is what I'm saying. We're going to look into it.
I guess I'm a little bit confused because Donkey Kong, for example, he stopped kidnapping women, and now he's a good guy. So,
well, you know, Donkey Kong is, you know, he's a friend of mine. Okay, he's attended some of my my events.
Do you guys know each other?
Sorry,
that's crazy. I mean, I can't imagine two of you guys getting together like.
Well, like you said, he understands me because he, for so many years, was wrongly accused, okay, and really treated poorly by people.
By Mario, right?
That's true, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. Really treated poorly. And now that he's, you know, people have accepted him, I think he sees in me somebody who can find the same acceptance. Mm. You know, Donkey Kong is kind of like the George Foreman of our world, okay? Started out very vicious and mean, but now beloved, okay? And don't take that the wrong way. I'm not calling Donkey Kong a black man, okay? I would not slander him that way, okay? So I don't want the PC Nintendo Power Media coming after me saying, you called Donkey Kong a black man, okay? That would be, I wouldn't dream of doing that, okay? Because that would be wrong, but they're going to try and take that the wrong way, I'm sure.
Wow. Have you talked to him lately? Are you guys still cool?
Yeah, I thought you saw you guys go go-karting every once in a while.
Oh, he comes to the charity events I run, and he's a very good guy, very good. We are very close, and I'm thinking about giving him a spot in my administration, to be honest.
Oh, that's good.
There's breaking news on the podcast. That's pretty amazing. Like, what position do you know?
Well, to be honest, possibly in a role of kind of, you know, kingdom security.
Oh, like throwing barrels at people, stuff like that.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say. I mean, like, you know, intelligence stuff.
Oh,
you know,
for, like, wait, for Donkey
higher
Kong?
higher level stuff, because, you know, he's so experienced. He's kind of been on the battlefield, so to speak. So now, you know, we can use his experience at higher levels.
So like what level are you saying? Like world one level or more like world eight level clearance?
Well, you know, it depends. Obviously, he's got to go through the, you know, the various clearances. But we've got him at least at a level six, I'm sure.
Wow.
Level? Is that which one level?
That's incredible.
We're not going to have these Italian plumbers running wild, okay, in the kingdom. I can guarantee you that.
Are you saying there's going to be a ban on allowing Italians into the kingdom?
You call it a ban. I don't call it a ban.
What is it?
So what would you call it?
Enhanced security techniques, okay? Very enhanced, very intense, and we're going to keep them all out. Not a ban. That's your word.
Well, I mean...
So what would happen if, like, we just happen to wander into... Fair enough.
We know you're very proud of your castle and your kingdom. Tell us a bit about, you know, Bowser Castle or just... It's huge. I mean,
It's got 397 rooms.
That seems like a lot.
262 baths.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a lot of baths.
Baths?
Bathrooms. I mean, bathrooms. I'm speaking in kind of the real estate lingo.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And four showers as well, just separate showers.
Four showers.
Wait, so how are there?
No, the baths have showers. I'm saying they are standalone.
Well,
showers. I didn't want to get into the lingo, but often when they say there's just a shower, they call it a half bath.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But I didn't want to do that because, you know, just saying bath seemed to confuse you guys. So I was going to speak in sort of the layman's terms.
Do you dabble in real estate now? I mean, you have stuff everywhere.
Well, right? I mean, I own kingdoms.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So. Yes, in you know. Yeah. To put it mildly, I dabble.
Yeah.
I mean, I own kingdoms. Of course, I dabble in real estate.
I don't know if you were in charge of, like, you know, finding the place, or you just like, here's
If somebody came to you and said, hey, I own Manhattan, wouldn't you say, oh, I guess you dabble in real estate? No, you'd say, my God, you're an amazing person. But if you don't want to call me that, that's fine. I understand.
No, that's...
No, I mean, we
biased, can't. Biased media. I'm sure you probably worked for Nintendo Power.
We have. It's impressive.
I used to. Yeah. I mean, full disclosure, I used to get Nintendo
subscribe,
Power.
I subscribe.
Well,
to
a you
subscriber.
Know.
I've read a couple issues. I mean, just to see
you know. And now it's no longer here, and I'm here, so...
I mean, I heard...
Wait, time out. Fucking sorry.
Oh, I could have played off of that.
Oh, go for it.
As you can hear, there's now sirens coming, probably because there's some, you know, Italians kidnapping somebody or pretending to be heroes. Probably not. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or breaking bricks. They'd break a lot of bricks.
Yeah, what's up? I mean, that's pretty crazy. Like,
yeah, like I said, I'm very involved in real estate, build beautiful castles. So that's their way. They're plumbers.
Mm.
So they don't even need to, I understand them doing stuff with the pipes. But breaking bricks, that's their way of basically saying, you know, pardon my language, F your architecture and your design, okay? Because that's not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I put an occasional coin or something in the bricks for the people, but most of these bricks they do for fun.
Yeah.
There's not even anything there. Yeah. So that's them.
That's a good point.
Once again, nobody would ever look at, nobody, everybody accuses me of being the bad guy. How much destruction do these guys perpetuate for no reason?
Property damage.
I mean, I want to be the law and order king.
I mean, it's close. Yeah, you're getting there.
So are you telling me that you designed all the castles yourself?
I mean, I have people who do design with me, but it's my overall vision.
Lava, all that stuff you were in, it's all intended?
All intended. Tremendous lava.
So why did you put that trap door right underneath you that you stand on?
This is the kind of question that, you know what, let me tell you something. You probably got this from, IGN.com. Who knows what kind of fake news you're getting this from. That is a beautiful design, and really, I'm not going to address that because I think it's beneath me.
Well, unless someone jumps over you and hits like that switch, then you just fall. I've always was curious
but
about
that.
Was
right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. That's fine. Anybody else? What was your childhood like, King?
Well, my father, okay, was a great man, okay?
Was a king as well?
No, to be honest, he wasn't.
Oh.
He was a lower level person. I don't really know what you call those.
I'd just be born into kingdom, though? So how'd you become a king if you're...
Because I was in the line of succession, but not. Well, I was not destined to be king. And then some things happened, and I made great deals with people and their lives and won. And that's how I became king. I took what I wanted through hard work and manipulation and, you know, the occasional disappearance of somebody above me. What? You might think of me as like a, I think when I was reading about your world, like a Kim Jong-un.
That's not a good thing.
Well, you know what? Believe me, he's got nukes and he's in control of the country. Now, he's not as good as me, but I'm just saying, as an analogy, that's what I did. I took.
Right. Well, you guys are both into statues of yourself as well.
That's yeah, a lot of statues.
Well, he's. Let's be honest. I mean, who was here first?
I don't know.
You were here. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. I was. Okay. I was by a lot. Okay. This guy just came to power. He's kind of copying me, to be honest. Yeah. He's kind of like a, you know, diet Pepsi to my Pepsi, if you will.
Right.
Interesting. Wow. Anything else? We got to wrap it up in a couple minutes here. I definitely, again, appreciate you coming, King.
It's been a pleasure. You know what? I like to go right to the people.
Yeah.
Okay, because when you read these other magazines, when you hang out at GameStops, and if you catch a word or two of English when the Dominicans aren't speaking Spanglish, you get a lot of fake news about me. Uh-huh. And like I said, these games, they're all biased. It's all, oh, Mario and Luigi come to save the day. Well, what about their property destruction? What about the fact that they're always failing to start the game? If they were so great, we'd have no game.
That's true.
That's true.
So I want to talk to the people instead of having the people talk about me. You know, that's the best way that I get my message to them.
I do have one just, I don't want to be, you know, an expose hell. But I just think it's funny that you disparage Mario and Luigi so much, and yet you guys go-kart together. I mean, haven't you been on racetracks being friends in at least eight
games? Competitive stuff.
I'm going to make another thank you. Thank you, my friend. I'm going to make you one more analogy because I love analogies. You guys recently had the NBA All-Star Game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Very good event. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook played on the same team.
That's true.
Right.
They weren't even playing against each other. They were playing with each other. Mm-hmm. And Russell Westbrook, I have it on good information. He's very good friends with me. He hates Kevin Durant. Like, I don't hate Mario. Excuse me. I don't hate Mario and Luigi as much as this guy hates Kevin Durant, and he played with him. So when it comes to competition in sports, I mean, I'll play anybody because I win. And what better way to show someone how much you hate them than to beat them?
That's true.
That's true. Okay. That's totally true.
At least that's what my father told me when I was a kid.
Strange advice for a young kid.
Well, no, when he would beat me.
Oh, he would beat you. Oh,
yeah, he was not a fan. But it made me strong, and I didn't cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty strong.
I believe that.
Can't deny that.
What he happened? One time put out a wrench and a belt and said, pick, and I picked the wrench because F him. That's why.
So what happened to your parents?
Well, they're no longer with us. I mean,
It's not your fault, King.
Well, no, I know. Believe me, I know it's not my fault. Get off of me. Don't hug me. But we're going to do great things, really. We're going to do great things. My parents... rest in peace. I'm better than them. I've done so many greater things than them, but I appreciate that one gold star. Only one. Didn't inherit an entire trunk full of gold stars. Gave me one gold star, and it inspires me to this day to be the best.
Wow.
I'm very, very proud of you and all the things you've accomplished.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. This is tremendous, tremendous opportunity for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, next time I play, I'm going to look at it differently. Maybe it is Mario's fault. I mean, who knows? I guess that's it. I think it is. Okay. Thanks very much, King.
Thank you. And you're welcome.
Thank you. All right, we are back, everybody. And graciously, the King has decided to stick around and play a second with us. You ready, King, to play a little game?
Very ready.
Awesome. We're going to play our version of Fuck, Marry, Kill called Wed, Bed, Dead and with video game characters. Hey, you may be even be on this thing. That might be kind of weird.
Well, let me tell you something. Nobody admires me as much as me, but that might be a little much for me.
We could probably guess which one. So we did the random number generator that we have here. Beep, pop, boop. And we got three names. And here we are. We have this one. Actually, you kind of just was talking about someone in this family. We have Dixie Kong, which is Donkey's niece.
Niece,
okay. Right? We got Quan Chi, the sorcerer from Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
The white guy. He looks like Uncle Fester, but like a ninja kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. And interesting, King Hippo from Punch-Out, from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
This is a tough one.
This is really tough, guys. Huh. So
you'll find no bigger ally in the community for the LGBT people than me.
Really?
Okay. No bigger ally.
Are you calling one of these people LGBT? Or
well,
just,
I'm yeah. saying if I've got to... No, no.
You
got to
pick. You
got to
choose.
If I've got to choose, we're yeah. sort of, you know, obviously...
Go. If you want to go, wed, bed, deck, yeah. who would it be? Who'd you wed? Who'd you marry?
Well, I'm... You know what? I'm going to marry...
Dixie, Quan Chi, or King Hippo?
The Asian. I'm marrying
Quan Chi.
Okay. Because they have tremendous skills, okay? And I'm not just talking about the sorcery. I'm talking about the manipulation of currency. I'm talking about their kind of shadiness, the quickness to the subway seats, I've heard.
Right.
I've heard that they're very fast to the subway seats. So they're very cunning, talented people, and that's yeah. something I think I could really make good use of in a relationship.
Interesting.
So I'm going to marry the Asian.
Yeah.
Wed bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Bed. Well, I've got a bed. I mean, not only is he a friend of mine, and I hope he'd be okay with it, but the niece of Donkey Kong.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm not done having kids, and I've got a you know I want more kids out of whoever I'm bedding.
Is she a minor?
Yeah, she is, yeah. Actually.
Rules, those rules are not exactly applicable, okay? We have very different kind of okay. laws.
I mean, she's got to be grown up by now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. She's a grown-ass woman, okay? And believe me, she's going to get a little more grown okay. when I'm done with her. So I'm going to bed,
Dixie Kong?
Dixie, well, she's going to be getting Dixie. and then I'm going to kill
King Hippo
because, frankly, you know, he's disgusting, okay? and if we're being totally honest, his game didn't even really evolve. I mean,
right.
you look at the growth of my character in terms of graphics, in terms of plot. We've done so many better things over the course of the, and I'm going to call it the Bowser, okay, the King Bowser franchise, okay? I'm done giving credit to the plumbers. He's disgusting and hasn't looked to improve himself.
No.
Right.
You know? Either in bits or in fitness or in looks or even in boxing skills. So get out of here. Get him out. He's dead.
That's a little bit like fat shaming.
I don't know if I'm not a tiny guy.
No.
Okay. But there's a difference between shaming somebody and then shaming somebody because of 30 years of lack of progress and effort.
Yes,
that's true.
I'm questioning his work ethic and his values, not his body.
Yeah.
Now the body is the result of these terrible values he holds.
Yeah.
But I'm not calling him, you know, I'm not, if I had just met him and it was 1985, I would have a different conversation, but it's 2017. Yeah. You've had enough time.
His name is King Hippo. Yeah. I don't think that's a,
and he's from he's fake back. King.
Yeah.
Really?
Fake king.
I thought he was a king of his own Hippo Island. That's
fake king.
Interesting.
Fake king.
Okay. Yeah. What's your source on that?
Why would a king box? It doesn't
believe
make any
me,
sense.
Okay? When you're in it, when you're an actual king, you get the real sources and you get the real information for kingdoms. And I can tell you right now, someone's not on the list and his name is Hippo.
Really?
Mm. What about Michael Jackson? Was he a
tremendous
real
king of pop? Tremendous king of
he was.
Pop.
Okay.
That's why we all applauded when he married briefly, you know, the king of rock and roll's daughter, because we thought this is what we like. We
super
like seeing
royalty.
That was right. King King. It was King Squared.
King King.
King's like a panda bear, it sounds like.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Interesting. We should try to get King Hippo on, maybe.
Yeah.
Try to get his take of maybe one day we can.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be able to get up, you know.
Yeah, once he's down, he doesn't get up ever.
The elevators have weight maximums in this facility.
A large
so,
man. That's true.
You know, maybe he needs to work. Maybe it can take my advice, and then maybe he can do your podcast.
All right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, Calvin, wed, bed, dead.
Oof. Well.
Keep in mind, Calvin is gay. I got to remind you guys.
It's true. This might go a little different. So, Dixie, Quan Chi, or King Hippo?
Oof. Well, I would bed. Probably bed Quan Chi. I was going to say the Asian. I was like, that is not.
You know what? We're in safe company, okay? You don't have to be PC.
It's true.
And technically, Asian is okay.
Yeah.
He's Asian.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's not
he's
like
Asian.
You said Oriental.
Right.
True.
Which he is, by the way. He's Oriental.
So
Quan Chi, for sure.
Why for sure, though?
Well, because, I mean, I feel like he could do cool stuff. He's a sorcerer, so, you know, he knows his
Isn't he old?
Well, I kind of like.
Okay.
You know, he's got experience.
Okay.
He knows how to use his hands. He's a sorcerer.
That's,
so
okay. That's kind of a bad point.
Yeah.
I'd marry Dixie Kong. I feel like she'd be really cool to hang out with.
Yeah.
She's got propeller hair. She can help fly me around places.
Right.
That's
okay.
Nice.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to kill King Hippo, but not because, I mean, he did kind of let himself go. I kind of agree with some of your points, but I don't know.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Besides, he probably has brain damage at this point. That's true. I mean, we're probably doing him a kind service.
I don't even know if he's ever been hit in the head, though. It's always in the stomach. You know, he must have he's always getting hit. You can't hit him in the face. He blocks that pretty good, but he's got that little, hit him in the belly. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. You never know.
It's another reason to kill him. I mean, it's a gross belly button. He has an X for a belly button. That's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very. Right. You're preaching to the King Choir, yeah.
Right?
So, what do you think, Olive?
All right, so I'm gonna kill him as well.
Yeah,
because it seems to make the most sense. Let's
see if we got a clean sweep soon with that.
I think I would bed Dixie. That makes sense to me too. She's a lady.
She's like 13.
No, but then you marry the sorcerer because he can. You know, he can like.
He can make a 19. You, right. He can change the laws of the land, and all of a sudden it's legal.
It's an open marriage, right? So we bring in a third partner for betting. I mean, it could be an open marriage.
No, that's not how that works.
You just change the rules, but maybe. Why not?
It could be an open marriage.
King,
yeah.
Is that.
You got to be
allowed in this game?
Can we?
I'm an old fashioned guy, and I believe that this polyamory stuff they talk about is nonsense.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Here's what you do. When you get married, that's who you're with. And if you happen to get, because I'm very pro-life, if you get an escort pregnant, you don't let them terminate. You just kill the escort.
Okay. That's kind of kills two birds.
two birds.
Two Koopas, yeah, one stone.
It's because I am so pro-life that I will end your life if you try to be non-pro-life.
Okay, that's...
But I don't believe in this. You know what? I get divorced. If you don't like who you're with, get divorced. But none of this open marriage, because what's the point then? Taxes? I don't pay taxes. I'm the king.
Right.
We've heard, yeah. So I think what I would do, and I think Calvin kind of swayed me, I would, again, I'm going to kill King Hippo. He just seems like a dick.
Yeah.
He can't talk. There's going to be nothing you get from hanging out with him or betting him. So he's done. I'd marry Dixie, though, just because who wouldn't want a monkey around all the time? I think it's just a fun thing. It might be kind of like a pet, but maybe we'll learn to love each other. I don't know. You never know. I mean,
You can't be a pet and a wife at the same time. Well, I know it's one or the other.
Well, believe me, you actually can. Okay, and those are some of the best marriages.
Yeah, I mean, and then I'm gonna bed Quan Chi because he might be able to do some cool stuff. You're right. Maybe he can turn into a woman.
Actually, he could.
Shang Tsung could do that. So maybe I'm sure Quan Chi has. Yeah. Shape-shifting powers, too.
But you'd know. Yeah. You'd know in your head it's not a
you
woman.
Would, but he'd turn into anything you want. Like,
yeah, he could turn into Katana.
Turn into Katana.
What, is that your choice? You're going to pick somebody who's outside a video game, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's where I would go with this. Right. But,
this has gotten me riled up. I think I'm actually going to try and kidnap Lara Croft. Okay. And not this more realistic version they've put out. I'm talking the PS1.
The pixelated
classic.
One.
Five, 105 pounds, double G cups. That's what I'm talking about. That.
Interesting. Any last words on Wed, Bed, Dead King?
I think it's a good game. I think more people should play it. I like it. And King Hippo, you're dead.
You watch out. Yeah, King Hippo's all four of us. It's a clean sweep right there. Yep. So, King, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Playable Characters Podcast. If you liked it, send us a good rating on iTunes or Google Play or Sound, whatever the fuck that
SoundCloud.
Is. SoundCloud, all that stuff.
Podbean.
Podbean, all the stuff you heard of that. Tell one friend about it, then have them tell a friend.
Tweet us.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, definitely tweet us at Playable Podcast on Twitter, and also send us an email if you like it or if you have suggestions of who we should interview. We'll try to get them in the studio. PlayablePodcast@gmail.com. And send us some mail, guys, and we will talk to you all next week.
I won't talk to you, but talk to us.
Right.
I will still accept pick picks or batch picks. I'm equal opportunity.
Send either one.
Okay.
If you do, put in a subject for Calvin only.
Yes.
Thanks.
For my eyes only.
Yeah. Playable Pod.
Cast.
Yes. This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com. Thank you.